Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or ladies, or gentlemen.
All of us.
Adequate notice of this meeting as required by this meeting on June 26, 2018, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 2, 2018, which was posted on the Roosevelt Bulletin Board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was mailed to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Parker?
Here.
Ms. Parrott is absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
And Mayor Malkin?
Here. I don't know. Someone's phone, I think?
Maybe it was mine.
Okay. Okay, welcome to this council meeting of June 26th. We have a full night. Doesn't look it right now. tonight we have with us George Lang, who is our chief financial officer, Carmela Roberts, who is our borough engineer, and shortly Jerry Stankiewicz will be here, and he is our auditor. And that's because we will be having the second reading and public hearing of our budget. So they're here. Some are here, and some will be here to explain anything that someone may have a concern about. We'll also be reviewing some infrastructure issues as well as water sewer issues. There's only two of you, but I wanted to bring up that if anyone has new neighbors, if people would consider talking to them and explaining our 25-mile-an-hour speed limit in town, because, we have a lot of new people who've moved in recently, and I don't think that they're aware that we have this speed limit, or they're ignoring the signs, and they may not be aware that there's no sidewalks, and so people are just flying through the streets. And so I was hoping that there were more people here, but if there's anyone new, that you could explain to them that you have to go slowly through the streets in town. Okay, come to public comment for the agenda items only. It's so hard to see you, Mary. You're completely blocked by the... yeah, that would help. Thank you. Yeah. Well, come on up, Mary.
Mary Tullis, 21 Lake Drive. I just had a couple questions. About the proposal for the work to be done on the water mains. First of all, I didn't know what a water main was. I was thinking a main sounds like it's just maybe a distribution box, but Jeb was just telling me, does that include pipes to all the houses as well? What is a water main?
Do you like the answer, Carmel?
Okay. Well, the main itself is a pipe that runs the length of a road, usually. And when a water main is replaced, depending on its age, we typically also replace each of those service lines that runs to the house. But we only go to the right-of-way line. It doesn't go all the way. There's an ownership break. Mm-hmm. The borough owns the main on the road, and then those services that go behind the curb line. And then typically we'll also replace valves and hydrants.
So this replacement work is going to go like the length of the street that's being worked on,
right.
Pipes up to a house, not into the house, but up to the
near the curb
right
line.
Away, near
right.
The near the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's what the water main is. What kind of pipe is it being replaced with? Is it replaced with a PVC pipe or what type of pipe?
Not PVC. It will either be ductile iron pipe or high-density polyethylene.
So if it's an iron pipe, it's not going to have the same type of problem that the current iron pipes have?
Well, the pipes you have right now are cast iron pipes, which are much more brittle and likely to break. Ductile iron are less brittle and less likely to break, although they will break at times. The high-density polyethylene is a thick-walled, it's plastic, ultimately, pipe that is nearly unbreakable. And so that's why we are considering that pipe as an option, because it would cut down dramatically on breaks in the lines that we replace.
And
yeah, Carmel, I was just going to ask if you could just give a little synopsis of why the prudent thing to do would be to replace as many of these as possible because of the
So the troubles that you're having here in town are based on your 80-some-year-old pipes, which are cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
In some of the areas around town, by the empty box brook and over by the other water crossing, say on Tamara, whenever there's a little shift in that soil underneath, or also near wetland areas, you have gotten repeated breaks in those areas. Your pipes are also so old now that they have accumulated deposits on the inside of the pipe, usually related to iron, because you have iron in your well water. And those deposits essentially shrink the size of your pipe. So if your pipes used to be this big, these deposits can shrink them. And if you're having pressure problems in your home, that's probably one of the reasons for it. So your pipes are so old that they need to either be cleaned, and it's a process where this high-pressure metal, like scrubber, runs between your pipes. And then you clean them out and you coat them all, and you keep what you have in ductile iron, in cast iron, or you replace them. And I think it'd be a good thing for you to replace them, because if you clean your cast iron pipes, you're still going to have cast iron pipes that are likely to break.
Thank you.
And on a question, when you talk about ductile iron pipes, that's concrete centered, or?
Well, there's a very thin concrete coating that gets put on the interior of the pipe, and that prevents the iron pipe from rusting.
Right.
But that is common. It has been for decades and decades. That's typical of water main installation.
Maybe ductile iron would be better than a PVC kind of plastic. They're finding that human beings have so much plastic kind of in their system already from all the things, food and drink that we
maybe. It's not a PVC pipe. There are PVC water mains, but this isn't what we're suggesting, and the decision hasn't been made. It's a polyethylene. And PVC is polyvinyl chloride.
Right.
Polyethylene is another kind of plastic.
And then the grant sounds like a good idea to apply for a grant and have half of it forgiven. I think that was something we were going
to
do.
That's a loan program.
Yeah. Now, is that going to be voted on by the community, the application for that?
No,
I don't think we would.
Not necessarily.
No.
It would be voted on by the council.
Yeah.
It could go, if it was brought to referendum, it would be voted on. But
okay, because last time we voted on that, but I'm not sure. Is that because
voted on
there was
what last time?
There was a bond for approximately the same amount of money, $500,000. Which the same program exactly, where half of it was forgiven and the other was at a low interest rate. So I'm just wondering, what's the difference?
Well, it wasn't the same program. It wasn't for replacement of the pipes underneath the roads where we have DOT grants.
Yeah, right. So this
that was
for
different.
Further investigation, I guess, on
yeah.
the sewer lines. And
right,
that sort of
right.
thing.
That was a whole different project, and the scope of the project was different. This is we have DOT grants for road construction,
right.
And our idea is since we're going to have the roads ripped up, and we're going to that's going to be paid for through the DOT grant money.
Right.
While we're under there, we may as well replace pipes if they've deteriorated. So I think it's a whole different scenario than it was with the other issue.
Well, that's a question
yeah,
I have.
Go ahead.
Because you had said trying to coordinate putting in these pipes while the road is dug up. But then didn't you write in here that it would be best if it's done prior to when the road work is done?
Yes. So the timing. We're saying the same thing, essentially. It wouldn't be exactly the same construction contract. The water mains would be done before the roads are repaired. So they're done in conjunction with each other, but they're not done by the same contractor. And part of the reason is because they're two different funding sources. And it gets very difficult to work with multiple funding sources in one construction contract. So the water mains are a loan for which you are eligible for 50% forgiveness because it's for water and you are a town of less than 5,000 residents. The DOT project is for the road surface and the curbs and driveways and sidewalk type things. The DOT grant does not pay for water and sewer improvements. So we are bringing these two things together and trying to make them go one right after the other.
Right. What's the timing on both of them?
Well, the water loan, it's a state revolving fund. You can make application to them at any day during the year. There are no restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
To make application, to prepare plans, to submit, and then get the okay to advertise your project is 4 to 6 months, I would say. 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could start working on your water mains. I believe that your grant for Homestead
it expires in March, I think.
Or May. I believe
it could be May.
I believe
yeah.
that it is in May of 2009 that you must award a contract for that.
2019.
DOT will allow 1 6-month extension of that date,
mm-hmm.
but only if you've got a really good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your really good reason would be you are intending to replace your water mains and
mm-hmm.
you just need a little bit more time. But they won't give you any more than that 1 6-month extension.
Okay. Okay, now on the timing itself. So we're not going to vote on that tonight, that bonding or whatever.
Well, I think it might be prudent to have a little more discussion tonight on it and possibly vote on it at the next meeting because we have it's about a 4 to 6 month lag time. That puts us near the end of the year.
Well, the timing I just got from Carmela.
So,
right?
You know,
okay.
I think that a decision will have to be made.
Yeah, if we
soon.
Want to take advantage of yeah. this, then.
No.
And this resolution would take the form of authorizing you to perform that submittal for the
water mains.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, that water main would just be what is less than a quarter mile on Homestead, basically.
It would also be for Cedar Court and Elm Court. Because you have DOT grants for both those roads also. And those are particularly poor water.
Yeah, there's small pipe
very,
and a loop around.
Small
yeah.
pipes on
okay.
those roads.
They're such tiny little roads.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, it's another thing. I remember last year or some meeting in the past here where they were talking about digging a pipe to Monroe or somewhere over there to dispose of or to get sewer done.
Sewage, yes.
Yeah, and they were talking about $1 million per mile there. So
that's not
that's
not that's completely
to send the sewage
out of
there.
Line.
Yeah.
Right, because
no.
you would have to pump sewage
right.
from here.
Right.
So
to me $1 million per mile versus less than a quarter mile for over 500,000 is kind of you know
well it's certainly better. One sewer, yeah. One's one water.
Yeah.
My, but certainly not as expensive.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing is economy of scale. Would it be more prudent to find somebody who would give a 10-year plan to do every water pipe in town and start in with that and then look at the long haul?
I don't believe the local public contracts law would allow you to create a 10-year contract. Typically, right, in construction like this, it's
mm-hmm.
typically, here's our project. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I don't think doing it this way causes you any trouble. Because if you're going to be a part of this loan program, which is super for a town of your size,
mm-hmm.
you can make application at any point, right, for any roads that you're ready to move forward on
mm-hmm.
with the infrastructure bank. That's this funding
mm-hmm.
program. So if you want to do 3 roads this year, and then next year you get more grants from the DOT, or you're having breaks in a certain location,
mm-hmm.
you can head right back to the infrastructure bank and do it
okay.
again.
Now, does this come partially or any way from the federal government? This
a portion of that money is federal. And then a portion is state. So the federal money that you get, I believe, comes at 0% interest. At the end of it all, you have a blend. 25% is market rate interest, and 75% is zero. So you blend to about 1%. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little less. It's probably up, might be up a little bit with the rates going up.
Yeah.
Plus, then you throw in principal forgiveness.
No, I see all that, and it looks really good.
Yeah.
But I do see now that the federal government is intending upon pulling like things like that from local governments and whatnot. So whether this is the last year of that or whether this will continue, I guess it's up to the people upstairs there, right? One last thing. If we do this half-forgiven thing and all of this, will it affect taxes? Just one question.
Just a point of order, we have
the public comment.
Okay.
Mary standing there.
I know, and at this point I was thinking,
questions.
Possibly we should just sort of go out of order and let Carmela give her report now or whatever we want to ask her, because she's already...
We could do that. I just want to find out if we've answered Mary's question, her last question.
I just a couple of... So I still... I know that the previous request to... have a loan for about the same amount of money, $500,000. The purposes are different. This is for replacing the water mains and coordinating with the repaving of the roads, and the other was more investigation into the sewer plant. But why was that put to the voters and this wouldn't be? Was that one was a petition signed to make it a referendum?
That one was passed by the council and then it was challenged by the voters. So the challenge brought it to referendum.
But the
it was not
for sewage. The $571,000 was to bond for a new firehouse.
Oh, we had something similar.
The second one was whether to pay the bill incurred by the council for R3N, the engineering firm that had done studies.
It
was not
it
to fund any work.
Amount.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was just to pay for those engineers.
It was to pay for the bills,
mm-hmm.
right,
okay.
to pay that bill and also to build a new firehouse. This is something completely different.
Okay. And then the about $100,000 that's the loan application administration and the construction administration, is that part of the total amount that gets borrowed?
That's right.
Okay, so it's for the physical work and the application and overseeing.
And that could be part of the loan package that we apply for with the 50% forgiveness and all of that.
Okay.
It has to go out to bid, and so you have to advertise. There's a lot of costs, survey costs, all that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, part of the number.
And I have one other question. On the bill list, there's some Allen Mortalite redesigned chlorine feed system for about $3,000. So I'm assuming that's probably the water plant. Is that the water plant?
Yeah.
And that's a different engineering firm? I just wondered what that is.
Well, one of the things that we have a DEP, I guess it's a DEP mandate to do, is to do post-chlorination. Is that the right term?
Right.
Pre and post-chlorination, and we have to change our chlorination system. We're going from gas, chlorine gas, which is
dangerous,
yeah, to a liquid chlorine kind of system, and so that's all part of that that project.
Well, Carmella, is that part
of it? It's a specialty kind of thing, and some companies do that kind of work.
Is that part of the new chlorine system going in, or was that part of when they redesigned the old chlorine system?
I believe that's part of the old, just keep putting you in this temporary position to get as close as you can be to compliant.
Mm-hmm.
The new system is being permitted right now at DEP.
And that's what I thought, right. So the answer is that's part of the old chlorine system, so it really doesn't have a lot to do with what needs to happen there.
So this is kind of temporary until something new is designed at the water treatment plant?
You could think of it like
that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had new things being designed at water treatment plant.
No, this happened after the inspection last year, and apparently there was a rush to try to satisfy the DEP, and this is a new system will go in place as opposed to this temporary fix. Yeah.
And so where does that appear in our budgeting of things?
Where does what appear?
This is just a fix-up, but something new is coming?
Yeah.
Where's that?
The new one is going from gas chlorine to liquid chlorine, and the old stuff will come out and the new stuff will go in. Carmella has that before the DEP for approval now for the new system, and once it's approved, then we'll find money for
that. Well, I had the same question about where is that in the budget. That's something that I think could probably be funded because it's a water system improvement under that same loan program with the possibility of 50% principal forgiveness.
So we might pay for that, and then it might be paid for.
Yeah, half of it might be forgiven, half of the principal, and then that low interest rate, which is averaging around 1%. We're hoping to take advantage of that for any kind of water system improvements that we need to do. And that's what that's designed for, that loan program, for small towns to do this kind of work so that they can have good quality water, because otherwise they probably wouldn't do it.
It's prohibitively expensive.
In round figures, Carmella, what will the new system that's before the DEP, about how much?
$15,000 to $20,000.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
So that's not an impact to people's water bills or anything?
Anytime you take out loans, it's going to add another layer of expense to that budget. But it is going to be spread out probably for a life of something like 20 years.
It could be up to 30 years.
30 years. So it's like a mortgage. It's going to be.
Yeah.
It'll create a layer, but not a big, significant, huge expense. You have to watch out for that because as soon as you start doing more and more repairs and funding it, you're going to have to pay back that on a yearly basis. And
so paying for this loan will be part of our water sewer bill.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean we're going to have an increase in it. It just means that we need to keep a close eye on that budget.
How could we not have an increase if we're just borrowed money? And even if it's a low interest rate, it's money.
Well, we may have to have an increase sometime in the future. Yeah, that's always a possibility because that budget is so tight. We're always looking at it, and it can often run into a deficit too. So we have to be really careful of that. We do have a possibility of getting another cell tower on the water tower, which would provide income into it without any expenses. So there are some possibilities to defer some of that cost, you know.
But it's a dilemma because if we don't do preventative maintenance, then we have emergencies which are much more costly.
And then we also have fines, DEP fines.
Sure.
So how do you want to pay? You want to pay the DEP fines or do you want to pay it through that? So, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, question. So the increase in our bill could be different from year to year depending upon the amount of repairs we make.
We're not anticipating an increase in the bill
You're
at
not?
This time. No. That will be added to our expenses, so in that budget. And if the if we keep on adding to those expenses, yeah, there's going to be some time where we have to say, mm-hmm. we only have X amount of users, and that's not going to change.
Okay.
There's,
but for
there's
this
always a cushion there.
And for this year,
There's always a surplus, but if you keep going into the surplus too deep, then eventually you run out of money.
Well, you try to
cushion there, right?
You try to budget for everything, and really our whole budget's in a transition period now because we're going from employees to a company. We have the cell tower. There's a lot of different things going different ways, so we have to really see how that really goes in the next 6 months or so and see where we are, you know, going forward.
Well,
but as far as these loan programs, you want to take advantage of those because you don't know how long they're going to be available. You know, we want to lock in as much as we can mm-hmm. and get money at that rate where we can get the principal forgiveness because who knows, a
yep.
year from now, maybe that's not going to be available. And we know we need the improvements.
Right.
At the
but
next
for this year, we have no utility increases and no municipal tax increase.
This year. Yeah.
So at the next, I didn't make the last finance meeting, but at the next finance meeting, would this be discussed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But we're hoping to realize some savings with our contracts that we have for water and also sewer operations. Because remember, we don't have municipal employees then. We're saving some money there. We're saving on overtime for municipal employees. We always had to pay our municipal employees overtime when they worked extra hours, and they worked a lot of extra hours at time and a half or double time, whatever, depending on the expenditures. Also, we with the contracts, so we're not going to have that. We're not going to have some other expenses related to having employees either.
They do their own testing.
Taxes and benefits, and also they do their own testing.
Yeah.
And the testing rates are less than what we were paying for labs and all of that. So we're hoping we'll realize enough savings with the two contractors that we have to offset some of these increases that may be some of the increases in our budget, not in the bills.
Right.
When we talk about increases in the budget, we're just talking about adding more expenditures for repairs. So hopefully we'll be able to do the repairs, and we'll see, we'll realize the savings with the contracts, and that'll balance it out. But again, we don't know because we have no record of operations with either of these companies with our particular plants. So we'll have to take a look at it. But it's so tricky because that budget's frightening. It's tight. It's just like a budget where you're just making ends meet all the time. So we're very careful about that because that's if you do go over and you go over too far, we are going to have an increase, and nobody wants that. I mean, because we pay an awful lot already. So we're always like keeping a really close eye on that budget.
Could we? We've been in public comment for a long time. Is there anything else, Mary?
Nope. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mary. Anyone else?
Close
public comment at 7:44. All right, we come to approval of minutes for the June 11th, 2018 regular council meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Approval of the minutes passes. Come to correspondence. The first item is we have a resignation that we received from Stacy Bona from the Environmental Commission. So if anyone knows of anyone who'd be interested in joining the Environmental Commission, please let me know. Cody?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to see.
Do you?
Yes,
great. All right, sure. Talk to me. And then we also have a resignation received from John Marini, Assistant Zoning Officer, Assistant Code Enforcement Officer, Housing Inspector. John was with us for 8.5 years, and I'm very sorry to see him go, but he doesn't really have time for Roosevelt anymore. He's has two other towns where apparently they've been flourishing, and he's just really busy, Englishtown and Manalapan. He's just been going nonstop. So We're also in the process of hiring probably not one person to do all three the way John did, but, you know, finding a zoning officer, code enforcement officer slash code enforcement, and a housing inspector. And then we have the letter from Carmela, which we've basically sort of just discussed, dated June 20th, 2018, regarding the water main replacements on Homestead Lane. So we just went out of order, so I was going to ask you to, if you wanted to talk about it then. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to ask Carmela, as long as we just mentioned her letter? Or did we cover everything?
I think we covered most everything.
Okay, good. All right, you come to ordinances. Ordinance 18-04.
Should be a short meeting.
Do you want me to stay?
Oh,
no. Any other questions?
No. Any other questions from the public?
Greg says, do we want to do the resolution now?
Sure.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question first. For Elm Court and Cedar Court, so you're replacing from 1.5-inch to 6-inch pipe. Is that necessary for it to be such a larger piece of pipe, or would it be able to get by to be smaller potentially?
Well, typically the standard the state has now is a 6-inch pipe should be the minimum size.
Mm. Jeb,
I would recommend to keep the 6 because it's all a matter of moving water and making sure your water doesn't go so slowly that you start to get the buildup on the lines again. And the people who live on the courts should have a larger pipe. So that their water quality is just as good as everywhere else.
Because it's not, right? Don't they have more problems, the people on the courts?
They have.
Yeah,
right.
Serious.
Right.
We did this
problems.
On one of the courts, didn't we? And it worked out pretty well.
Maple.
Yeah. It worked out really well on Maple.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of complaints from people on the courts about water issues. So
I think they're the first to have problems with this.
They get the residuals from the chlorine and stuff like that because they have loop arounds, as I understand. The water comes in, it goes all the way around the court and comes back
well
out.
Well, Maple has that. With that larger pipe, we made a loop around to keep the water moving. Mm-hmm. But Elm and Cedar just have, I think it's a 1.5-inch pipe, just goes straight back and stops.
And there's no
and
loop
then
around.
There are service lines that come off of that to the four houses.
There's no hydrants here either, is there?
There are hydrants, I think, yeah.
I think there's a hydrant. But you don't get much out of a hydrant on an inch and a half line.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
And Brown also is a small court there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Well, there's a hydrant.
Tiniest of all.
Yeah, there's a hydrant at the end with a bleed box on it.
Well, right. Yeah. And that's just to keep water moving. They've had such troubles over the years because they have such a small diameter pipe.
Okay.
So the service lines are going to be replaced up from the main
to the curb line.
To the curb line.
Right.
And what about from the curb line to the house? Are there any problems with those lines?
Well, the property owners are responsible for that part. And after all these years, I would say you probably should replace them at this point. It's likely they're galvanized. And your system was put in 1940 and 41. Galvanized pipe, after all these years, is probably nothing but a rust sheath.
Can service lines be cleaned out?
No, they're too small. And there's nothing left on galvanized. There's nothing to save. They will crumble when you touch them.
So how would
so
you do that since they're owned by the homeowner?
Do you think that's something that we should make the homeowners aware of, that at some point they may want to budget for something like that?
Yes, and I think now is the time to tell Homestead and Elm and Cedar that the borough's got this project coming and they should think seriously about replacing their piece of the water service line.
And who did you contact for some? Who
that's
provides
a
that? Just
plumber
a
needs
plumber?
To do that.
Okay.
And greatly improve their situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And would this include, if there are no valves on the corner, this would include valves also?
It would. Yes, it would.
Okay.
Is it like one main pipe going through the middle of the road? Because it would have to service to both ends. Or is it going to be two, one on each end?
Well, the way we did it on Maple, and I would choose to do something similar, was we took it down one side of the road and put the hydrant near the end. And the pipe then just bends right back on itself and connects into itself. So water just runs through. And we put it on one side of the road because, you know, it's easier if in the future you ever have to get to the pipe. You don't have to tear up the entire roadway.
Mm-hmm.
You're just working on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And depending on what's out there even, we could put the pipe just off the pavement. It really depends on how many trees are there or how many fences and where property lines are. Costs less if we're under dirt than if we're under a road.
Anything else for Carmela? From the audience? We're completely out of order. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Carmela.
Okay, out there.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 18-04. It's amending Ordinance 18-02, adopted on June 11, 2018, setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. Someone like to introduce that? Someone want to move
I'll
that?
I'll introduce it.
Second?
I'll second.
This is just first reading, so there's not a
yeah.
a public hearing on it.
Right. Let's go to roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Abstain.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right, and the public hearing on this will be held at our next council meeting of July 9th, 2018.
I'd like to offer Resolution 1885, Payment of Bills.
Second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 1886, authorization of the budget to be read by title only.
Second?
Second.
Who was that? Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Offer 1887, hiring of seasonal employees for the Roosevelt Recreation Summer Camp Program.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Now we have the adoption of the 2018 budget. We will open the public hearing at 7:54 p.m. Would anyone like to have any questions or concerns or address the budget in any way? Close this. Okay, so we will close the public hearing at 7:54 p.m. Okay. Now we have Resolution 18-81, which is a resolution to amend the budget.
I'd like to offer 1881, resolution to amend the budget. There was one part of the bond anticipation note, and the interest on that wasn't included in the regular budget. It's just a very minor amendment. And I'll make that motion.
Would that on a question? Would that be the one we're talking about?
No.
It was just that there was some interest that so it was an oversight forgot to be included.
This is on existing ordinances. We issued a note at the end of December. We haven't issued a note probably in 10 years here. And the interest just didn't get in. In the final review, it did get in. So we're asking to amend the budget to include that. The state has reviewed the budget. They've approved the budget. They've approved the proposed amendment. So that's
formality.
Now. Yeah.
So it's built into what we have in front of us here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna. Yeah, there's an amendment resolution. Just moves some money from one line to another.
Yeah, that's all. So there's a motion. I made the motion.
Second?
I'll second that.
And now we come to resolution 18-80.
No, we need
Wait,
to vote.
To
need
vote.
To vote on that.
Oh, right.
That's okay.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer a resolution 1880, adoption of the 2018 municipal budget.
Second?
I'll second that.
Do you want a discussion first? Or read it?
The rate is the same. The local tax rate will remain the same as last year's level at 0.755. It's been stable for the last 5 years. In 2014, it was 0.748. This year, it's 0.755. It just hasn't changed in 5 years, which is really unusual. And that means we're either doing a really good job or a lot of our expenses are fixed. And I think it's a combination of the two, really. And so we have a stable tax rate, which is a good thing. Also, the utility bills will remain the same. We might actually realize some savings as time goes on with hiring contractors. We'll have to take a look at that, and we'll see. But tax rate will remain the same, and utility bills will remain the same for the time being.
Greg, I did the wrong resolution number on the amendment. It should be 1888.
Okay.
So
you can amend that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
That doesn't require any additional action.
Okay.
It was a typo.
Yeah. I just realized that.
Okay. I'll change my motion to read 1888. That's it.
That's in the amend?
That's the amend.
That's
the
amend
part. It's 1888. Yes, I was doing my numbers here.
Is the adoption of the budget the next 189?
No, that's because it requires two readings, so that
One
is 1880, which is back.
I follow you. Well, that's fine. Just a typo.
Any discussion at the table? We have roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 2018 budget passes. I'll come to committee chair reports.
We just did the amendment. We did the budget adoption chair.
We just did that.
We did the amendment and the adoption.
Yeah.
So we have Councilwoman Parrott's not here, so we don't have administration. Community Development Code Enforcement, Councilman Parker.
So there was graduation at elementary school. I'm sure it was beautiful.
It was.
No branches falling on people.
Nope.
The tree got removed.
It was gorgeous out.
Yeah.
It was a great graduation.
Awesome. There's a 4th of July is going to happen, so I encourage everyone to show up. Should be
good,
a lot of
thanks.
Fun. Environmental Commission will be there. I hope they got some live band that's going to be on the plan.
Last I heard, they were hopeful. I mean, every year someone shows up to play music,
yeah.
So.
Everyone.
Hopefully,
someone.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, really? He's
that's
a children's musician.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're also looking for rock music.
Usually they have, or classical. Usually they have both.
I hope they have eggs too. Yeah, egg toss.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I can talk to you afterward about.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I still have to set up a meeting for community development. So we're gonna schedule a meeting out, and then I'm gonna put out the post office when that date will be. It'll be open to the public. And that's all I got for community development right now.
Can I bring up something, Cody? I was thinking, because we've had so much trouble with speeding in town, and also I think there's been some, you know, some people are putting up fences that aren't really allowable. I thought maybe we could put together some kind of a packet, for like a welcome wagon thing, but for new residents, and in it we could, you know, maybe have a flyer that stresses that it's 25 miles an hour on all streets in town, that check with zoning, housing, and code enforcement before you erect a fence or too many sheds or something like that. Like some kind of, people come in and move in and I think just don't have any idea of what's permissible and what isn't, or what's kind of standard here. Let them know about the July 4th picnic and the different, you know, events that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So
flush wipes.
Flush wipes, great. Yeah, perfect. So I thought, you know, because really no one knows, and not everyone reads the website, or those things aren't always on the website. So I just thought if we could put together some kind of, I don't want to overwhelm them, not too many, you know, flyers, but just like some little, because if we if you design it, then, you know, we can run them off, no problem, and just as soon as people get their CO, we can hand it to them when they, you know, have their CO issued.
It might also include things about how they can pay their water, sewer bills and taxes
online, right.
You know, here's a way to find out more information.
They probably go, yeah, I know, I paid them online in my last house.
Right.
Could also include something in your tax bills that go out to everyone.
Oh, that's an idea.
July.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes out, put something in it as a reminder for everyone and to anyone new.
Yeah. Be less cost that way.
That's coming up.
Yeah. If you can, you know. Environmental health and safety, Councilwoman Sheehan.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Finance.
Well, finance. We already did the municipal budget. Again, the budget was delayed a little bit because we had contracts and we didn't have numbers on the contracts until the contracts were signed, and then we could plug those in. But it's not. I mean, the state hasn't approved their own budget yet.
No.
And they won't approve it until, you know, July. So tax rate's the same. Utility bills are the same. We're looking at some infrastructure loan programs that the state has. We already covered that. They offer up to 50% principal forgiveness, which is great. So if you borrow $500,000, you can get up to $250,000 of it forgiven, which is
it's
a nice deal.
Present.
Yeah. And the rates are averaging around 1%. So whenever you get a 1% loan and they say, you know, you only have to pay back half of it, you know, I'm kind of like, where do you sign? If you need
to
need
to
work.
That.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be a great mortgage?
Yeah.
That'd be a great mortgage.
What?
So we talked about that. Funds are available in the budget for the demolition of the gas station.
Thank God.
they're in different funding sources that we have. If the council and the community decides that that's what we want to do, we're able to do that as soon as possible. We're looking into collecting insurance money for damage to the DPW building when a fire department vehicle hit the building and it's cracked. And it looks promising that we'll be able to file for that, even though we didn't. That wasn't done at the time a couple of years ago. But the Joint Insurance Fund people kind of said we should put in an application for it, and they might approve it.
And plead our case.
Yeah, plead our case. We're looking at the roof repair of the DPW garage. So if once we get those two things done and we get proper drainage with the gutters there, I think we'll have a very good, solid municipal garage to work with. We're looking and we're working on this exterior and interior painting of Borough Hall. We're getting some quotes on painting the inside of Borough Hall. so it doesn't, you know, have this brown look, which is a little bit outdated, I think.
And depressing.
Yeah, and depressing. Also, the exterior, we're working on it now. We pulled out some big oversized shrubs. We're working on scrapings and cleaning the outside of Borough Hall with the possibility of either whitewashing it or painting it completely. And I think it'll make it look great. And we're also doing some landscaping. So we're going to be planting some smaller size plantings around Borough Hall too. So we're moving ahead with a lot of projects, and that's what we want to do with taxpayer money is spend it on projects. End of report.
Thank you. Public Works, Councilman Bowen.
Well, a lot of the stuff Mike just covered regarding the Borough Hall issues. The potholes in town, apparently it looks like it's already been done, so Hightstown Public Works helped out with that. Mike also talked about the Public Works building. And there are some issues over at the sewer treatment plant, concrete repairs, painting, tree cutting. So that's why we also need to have a Public Works Committee work meeting to start to iron out some of these issues regarding the sewer and water treatment plant. The mower needs to be tested and repaired if necessary. Considering a trailer to transport the mower around town wherever it's needed, and that trailer is also needed for a lot of the brush debris that needs to be hauled around. So that's about $2,000 for a 6x8 trailer. We also need some ladders, 6 and 8 feet. And then in the fall, after the hurricane season, we need to look into renting a chipper from Hightstown Public Works and get a good price. The street sweeping is completed. The county's been contacted, informed, and we're ready to have the storm drains jet back. Trash can repair, the deadline is June 15th. Or was June 15th?
Yeah.
2009.
So we received 17 problems with trash cans. And Greg Defoe is going to take a look at them and put together a parts list, see if we can repair them. And then there's been a lot of brush cleanup on Lake Drive and Pine Drive. And as you also noticed out front, the those old bushes have been removed, and we're working on getting a quote from Solaris for some landscaping.
Steve, what would the mower be for?
Well, Dave, it periodically can be used over at the amphitheater when they have events over there.
Like in between Solaris's?
And when they're doing the brush cleanup, instead of it's issues beyond the scope of Solaris.
Okay.
You know, and we have it. It just needs to be tuned up or whatever,
right,
and get going. And we're going to need the trailer anyway.
Yeah, so you basically, Public Works needs some supplies.
Right.
And tools. And, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Utilities, Councilman Trammell.
That's me.
Yep.
We did have a meeting last week. My apologies for the short notice. We had the meeting on Thursday, and we put the notice out on Tuesday, I believe. Myself, Mike Hamilton, John Holden, Mike Lyons, and Toby Moore were here. The new operators have been settling into their jobs, and Toby is transitioning into retirement. John, the water guy, reports that the new fence has been erected around well number 3. The water tower has been inspected, and the cathodic reactor is operating properly. That's a cathode that's inserted into the water. electricity flows into it, and it coats the inside of the water tower to prevent pitting and rusting and things like that. So new locks have been applied around, all around the water plants, the water tower, the new fence. John is still catching up on previous DEP violations, such as sampling water from 20 random houses for lead and copper content. He has done this once. He will have to do it again as part of the routine. He will be doing his first meter reading on or about the 1st of July. He's worked with Toby on dummy reads to get used to the procedure. Companies are also being asked to provide proposals to remove the sludge from the settling tanks at the water plant. The pre- and post-chlorine is being dealt with, as Carmela said, by the state. Once they approve it, then we just have to get the money to put that together. Mike Lyons, sewer, has reported that his team has been doing systematic repairs at the sewer plant. Toby had assisted them last week, the week before, in draining the tanks, cleaning them out. The old wooden weir has been replaced by a stainless steel weir at the tail end of the plant. The rubber on the first two settling tanks has been in the process of being replaced. And Mike and his guys are doing a lot of this maintenance and repairs themselves, as opposed to farming it out to other companies. So there will be savings there. The auger performance is questionable. It's being looked into. They have been active with markouts. PSG&E replaced, repaired a gas main at Pine, the triangle on Tamara and Pine, and they did another one on Tamara and South Rochdale. Talking to the guys from PSG&E, they say that since this is swampland, as Carmela was saying, that the ground heaves and shoves, and it is a problem for our pipes in the ground. We are built on a swamp here. Mike's men have replaced faulty nozzles on the sprinkler tanks, and they're looking into facing the crumbling sides of the tanks. This could also, they were speaking of an epoxy-type concrete that might be good for the steps at the sewer plant also. It's a brush-on, smear-on sort of concrete, but it adheres to the old concrete. Okay, so that might be another answer for the steps over there. The sodium aluminate tanks, replacements have been approved and are awaiting implementation. The room that the sodium aluminate tanks are in, the chemical room as we call it, has a drain, and that drain has been blocked for many years, and we might have to tear the floor up and replace that drain. It's like concrete on the inside there now. We accepted some questions from the audience and concluded the meeting in about an hour. So that's it for now.
Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm. Reports of borough officials. Jerry, is there anything at all you wanted to say?
No.
Okay.
Happy to be here.
Good to see you.
I had another hearing I had to testify at, and I had to get here.
I still want to glory you. Dave, I don't want to put you on the spot, but did you want to report about the meeting? But I will. Well, no, you don't have to. There was a meeting at the in front of the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office having to do with the 911 system.
Yeah, but that actually was the press conference.
Yeah. You want to come up?
You're really going to do this, aren't you?
Hi.
Hi there.
To South Rochdale.
Okay. Public Works person.
Yeah, this was a press conference to discuss the 911 bill, tax that shows up on your cell phone bill. Actually, on every phone
bill.
Okay. It's right now, it's 90 cents
on each
bill. They're talking about raising it by 10% to 99 cents. But the gripe is that Monmouth County sees none of this money.
Yep.
It all gets funneled to other areas of the state.
Yep.
So that's basically what the whole thing was about, just making a big noise.
Making everyone aware.
Yeah. It's probably going to happen, but the noise is to try to get that money funneled back into Monmouth County.
I think Monmouth County hasn't gotten any money since 2011, and even then it was a pretty paltry amount compared to other counties. So they wanted a presence there so we could all the Monmouth County towns could complain.
I represented
Roosevelt.
Thanks, you're
representative. Yeah,
thank
cool,
you. Matt. All right.
Is there any old business at the table? No. New business. An application for a license to rent a residential property. Michael Florentino, 16 Tamara Drive. Which house is that? Oh, I know. Yeah, that's Maria's. That's Maria's house. Yeah.
Right. On a question there, since we have no housing inspector or code person now, will that hold up any?
No. I spoke to John today. I mean, we have a lot of feelers out, and if we don't get any very soon, then we'll actually advertise the position. But for now, if we're stuck, John Marini will return to do that for us.
But as far as this goes, he says he does not need to inspect because he did it when it was sold and no one has lived in it.
Oh.
So
and it was only sold a few weeks ago,
right.
Anyway.
It's not a change
yeah.
in occupancy.
Not a change of occupancy.
Yeah.
So
okay.
he said you can approve it for a rental, and he
okay.
does not need to inspect.
Good. Oh, okay, good.
If someone new goes in, then
it's change
of occupancy.
Right. So do we want we do a roll call?
We just do an all in favor,
yeah.
usually.
Okay, all in favor of the application to for a license to rent the residential property?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I did need a motion.
Oh.
A first and a second.
I'll,
oh,
make, I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second?
Yeah, second.
Okay, and then all in favor?
All in
aye.
Favor
aye.
Again?
Okay.
Okay. So we come to the public comment at 8:16. Jeb?
So we should talk about the store. If I get together with them, I'll tell you
regarding.
Your name.
Oh, yeah. Jeb Sean, 18 Tamara Drive, right next door to the new
right.
rental property.
But also right next door to the owners, right? Of the
well, it's
condo.
A little complicated.
Okay.
But anyway, regarding committee meetings, they don't work in the afternoon. You can't really expect the public to attend. So please, when you have your committee meetings, have them in the evening. And secondly, it is good to meet once in a while, even if you don't think that there's something on your mind, because it seems to me that the committee meeting is where the public can come and tell you what's on their mind. So, you know, if quite a few months go by without a committee having a meeting, I would really appreciate it if they just had a meeting.
Well, you know, you can bring any concern to a council meeting, and then we can funnel it to the community.
Well, that's true, too. And then, actually, the main thing on my list for tonight is just part of what you've already said, which is a welcome wagon for all these new people. And I was
a huge influx of new people.
Right. Well, I was thinking of it also in terms of letting people, finding out what people's concerns are when they move to town and letting them know what's available to them, but also letting them know all the ways that they can participate in the community. I mean, I think it would be great to tell them about the Fund for Roosevelt, the Environmental Commission, the PTA, all those things, because this came up in a conversation with a couple of friends where we were just thinking about how to get more people involved in the community and, you know, coming to council meetings and paying attention to what's going on. So all the things you said really make a lot of sense, but I think that the committee could really, I think it's quite a project for the committee to really think about all the ways in which a brochure could be very useful to new people. And then you need people to go around and do this, and I'm sure you could get community volunteers, some of us who've been here for a while.
To do what?
to go and welcome the people.
Oh.
Go talk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, you were saying with the something to hand out at the with the certificate of occupancy, but I think it really in many communities, longer time residents go and knock on the door and introduce themselves. It's more personal.
Are you volunteering for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I think that'd be great.
But I'm not doing them all.
No.
But I would certainly go to the meetings if you have them in the evenings.
That's great.
If I can. So the other thing is that Robin Middleman had made quite a bit of headway talking with the owner of the deli, and then I would like to see that not dropped.
Okay, can I address that, Jeb?
Yeah.
I have tried. In fact, I was going to talk to Greg about it after the meeting. Extremely hard. Quite a few of us have been in trying to communicate with him. Calling him, writing him, we get no response. I'm not sure how much headway Robin actually made. I know she met with him. Some people met with him who are very interested in opening the deli. In fact, I sat down with them, and they have these plans that are just amazing.
Yes,
I was so impressed. Not only that, they'd also like to, at first they weren't interested, but now they would like to purchase the liquor license.
Mm.
However, there's just no response at all.
How would they like to purchase the property?
I don't think you can purchase a property unless you get the owner to discuss it with you.
I know.
There's just no response. I personally sent a letter. I've called the owners of the deli. I mean, the potential people.
Business.
They've.
I get it. Thank you.
Trying to be diplomatic. There's no response. I've been trying. We're really trying to.
Well, I just needed
really
to know that. I'm glad to know.
Well, we're actually really trying to revitalize the whole town. That's what
right.
we want. We put the money in for the demolition of the gas station.
Yeah.
We're working very hard on the deli. We're trying to remedy, the firehouse building.
Mm-hmm.
And, the only thing that the deli is good for, abandoned the way it is, when we have a huge snow, we plow the snow in front of it. Other than that, it's an eyesore and it's a ridiculous.
Well, also, the town needs public meeting places.
Of course.
I mean, social.
And they want that. And they're actually very interested in providing a space for that.
Yeah.
But with no response from the owners, you're
I also
at a
well,
loss.
Know of other
well, Reddy called me last week. And
he did?
Yeah. And he'd like to sit down, and I'd like to meet him, and he'd like to meet me.
Well, did
me
he get my letter?
I didn't know you sent
him
a letter. He wanted to know where Robin was.
Yeah, we'll
I said she's not on the council.
He wanted
tonight.
To know where Robin was. So
yep.
Yeah, but we wrote a letter. I wrote a letter as the mayor, and they have all of their self potential. The potential managers of the deli, the people who want to run the deli, were given by the owners all the personal cell phone numbers, which they've called repeatedly. They were given them by the owner. Here's their cell phone numbers.
I wonder if he asked Joe where Robin was. I wonder if it might work if Robin contacted him and said, I'm no longer doing this. Please. She's done it. Oh, okay.
And also, but they have, the people themselves have called him. He did meet with them once.
Yeah.
And he said, great. And they said, good. And they here's our numbers. Just call us. That's when they finally turned to me because he wasn't returning their calls, nor was his wife. So it's not. There are lots of things happening in the background that are not always discussed at the meetings, and one of them is revitalizing the deli and the gas station.
That's why it's nice to attend the meetings,
yeah.
And then you find out.
Yeah.
But it would be great to have, I think, a really good welcome wagon program that tried to get people more involved, as well as all the other things you said.
Yeah.
It could all be done. So you got your work.
Thank you.
Mark Connors, 23 North Rochdale. I apologize for being late. Maybe you discussed this already and I just missed it. We have all these water and sewer problems, which maybe they're being handled, but it doesn't seem like they're being handled. By that, I mean publicly. We had pipes that are obviously taking in groundwater drastically, but you don't hear about that anymore. You don't hear about any of those things. Did those problems just
We actually discussed them at length tonight.
Okay, that's why I apologize, because I wasn't here. I didn't care.
Okay.
Well, that's why I said I wasn't here. So. And I hear there's no thought of raising taxes, and all, but eventually these repairs have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody's got a big bag of money stuck in their pocket someplace, it's got to come from somewhere. So taxes will eventually have to get raised.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Okay, well, I'll read the minutes and find out what they said.
Yeah.
Or you can listen to the tape few days. Yeah.
Carmella was here earlier, and we had.
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't make it.
Well, we broke out of normal routine and just. We didn't attack her, but we had a lot of people had questions for her, and it was about pipes and infrastructure.
Future plan, near future, eventually.
Okay. I see and hear you doing things to the building. I think it's great. I'm glad to see poison ivy is finally away from the burning building. If you're going to paint the building, if you let us know, we'll take the first aid sign down, which we're going to take down anyhow because it's falling apart. Probably put a new sign up. We're going to show it to you, get approval, and then. Put that up. But if you let us know when, we'll coordinate with you so that it works. And then
talk to Steve about that when you go to do that, and he'll work it into the schedule.
The other thing I have to ask about is the first aid squad. I understand you repair this building back here, and that's good. Is that intent to be for first aid squad? Is that intent to be for public work? Is that intent for we don't know? Is it?
Right now,
it's falling apart and it's an eyesore. So we need to ensure that nothing bad happens because it's been unattended.
Well, I hear that and I appreciate it. What I'm trying to find out is we're still working in conditions that basically OSHA can take a picture of and it matches all their worst case scenarios when they look in that building when first aid is at.
Yeah.
Because when you look at their pictures and say, this is what you should have. Like you're looking at where the road's all at. So we'd like to try and move forward with that, whether that be we get the third bay and we try to fix that up and try to move things ahead in that way, whatever, but so we can do something. And the other suggestion I have is that somebody come in and service this air handler that's going on because you have an electrical short that I can hear.
I'm sorry, say that again, what you just said.
You hear when the fans kick on?
Yeah.
Well, if you listen, you're going to hear an electrical short.
It's a relay that kicks in.
If that relay makes that noise,
yeah.
Go buy some fire extinguishers.
Okay.
It shouldn't make
that
kind
of
noise. It shouldn't make that kind of noise.
Okay.
Is what I'm telling you. There's something that's wrong.
Okay. We have a contractor. I think maybe even we have a contractor that services this. We should ask him.
If he comes in and says it's fine, it's on his liability.
We'll definitely take a look at that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I'll listen to the tape and day or two whenever it comes up and get my answer.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who's the HVAC?
I saw Haig's name on a
We also with Millstone Board of Ed, there's HVAC people.
Yeah.
I suggest we call one of them.
Yeah.
Because we already have a shared service.
I hear it all the time myself. You hear the relay kick in.
Yeah, but let's get somebody out to take a look at it because it could be a real problem.
And it's right behind me, too.
Who's gonna do that? Public Works?
Yeah.
Who am I calling up?
Yeah, can you give Steve the numbers?
No, just contact Anna tomorrow morning.
Yeah, talk to Anna and she'll give you the contact information on that.
Okay, we close the public session at 8:29.
We don't need a.
No, we don't need closed session.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Well, 1 second before we do that.
Oh yes.
Were you doing a resolution for Carmella, or is that going to be on for July?
Well, what it occurred to me was I read her 6:20 letter, and you know, so, I think George should take a look and check the budget. And I mean, we need a minimum certification of funds to do a resolution.
Yeah,
to do work.
I think We'll probably be okay with next meeting as we introduce the ordinance.
Did you see her June 20th letter?
I believe so. There's a couple of them.
I thought there were two.
Well, there are two, both dated June 20th.
Yeah, they're in your packet.
The cost in there. I think it's sufficient, but...
Yeah.
I think we'll wait till next meeting.
Yeah, give George time to review. Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. 8:30?
Meeting is adjourned at 8:29.